Good evening and welcome to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The American Lung Association says that Attorney General Bill Schuette is potentially endangering the lives of thousands by asking for the delay of the implementation of air emissions regulations. I'll talk to an official of the organization. And are you a business owner who's considering selling the business? I'll talk to a business consultant who knows all about just what it takes to get a good deal, and we'll find out exactly what kind of business buyers are out there right now. But first, there are people voting in Michigan elections that really shouldn't be, and that needs to stop. That's according to Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, who's proposing reforms to ensure that only those in Michigan that are truly qualified are allowed to vote. And she joins me now to talk about her initiative. Welcome to the program, Secretary Johnson.
It's great to be here.
I guess I want to start by looking at last year's November elections, where only 45% of registered voters actually went to the polls, which seems to indicate that the larger problem in our state is a lack of participation in the process. Are there ways of making voting a more accessible process?
I think that's part of it. But the Pew report on the states found in 2008 that Michigan had an impossible 102.54% of the eligible electorate registered to vote in Michigan. So first of all, looking at that number, we know it just can't be. So when we get the people off the rolls that are deceased, moved out of Michigan, and people that are not citizens, I think you'll see that other number go up.
I know a fair amount of, we have, what, over 70,000 residents that leave the state. Could it be that they're on the rolls, but they're not actually here and they're not voting, so they're not really a factor?
Exactly. 102.54% of the eligible electorate, because the federal law, and it's a law that needs to be changed, says that we must keep people on our voter rolls despite the fact they've gone to another state, surrendered their driver's license, they have registered to vote in that other state, and under federal law, we must keep them on the voter rolls for two federal elections, which could be up to 4 years. So in essence, they can be registered to vote in multiple states. And in fact, we did find a case where it was alleged that a Florida couple, Florida/Michigan, had voted in the same elections at the same time.
Although that does seem to be kind of a probably very small percentage of the electorate that's in that situation. What about the fact, though, that that's more than half of those that are even registered don't even go to the polls?
Yes, and sometimes what we would call the off-year, the gubernatorial, we probably have closer to about half the people that are going to the polls. It is such a treasure, it's such a privilege to be able to vote. We need to make sure that each of us as individuals, that we take this very seriously. People have risked and lost their lives so that we can have this privilege, and it really does make us difference. No matter what, it makes a difference. When we were fighting some things that were coming to our community that we didn't really like years ago when I got started, I found out that in Holly, only 439 people have voted. It was one of the lowest percentages in the state of Michigan, if not United States. And I think some of those kinds of things are looked at. We were targeted for one of the world's largest toxic and hazardous waste facilities over an unprotected aquifer. We were targeted for a prison and a landfill, again, over that unprotected aquifer that produces water for 300,000 people. You have to vote. It shows you care, and it also makes you part of this wonderful process. And people do win and lose by one vote or a handful of votes, so your vote counts.
Now, the 70,000 or so residents that do leave the state, I'm guessing a fair amount of them may be retired and go down south. They may come back to Michigan at some points during the year. What are you proposing, that they be removed immediately as soon as they leave the state, or
if somebody has moved to another state and surrendered their driver's license and taken a license and a voter registration card out in that other state, people should only have a voter registration in one state at a time. You should never have multiple voter registration cards. So we have to have a system in place so that you only have one. It's so important. We're getting ready to participate in something called the Kansas Project, where states are voluntarily getting involved so we can use that information all together so that we can check and make sure that people aren't voting in two different places. And we've put in an election crimes unit, and we'll go after these kinds of issues because it's just wrong. One citizen, one vote.
Although this is a federal law, so is there anything state officials can even do about it?
Well, we can advocate for a law change, and we can prosecute when people vote multiple times. Right now, we don't have that data. The other data that we're having a very difficult time getting is U.S. citizenship. Until the end of 2008 in Michigan, we issued driver's licenses to anybody that came in, and under federal guidelines, our staff was told that they must ask if people wanted to register to vote, no matter what their citizenship was. So we believe we have thousands of people on our qualified voter file, and they're not U.S. citizens. So I wrote a letter to the Social Security Administration and asked them if they would assist us. I was denied. I wrote a letter to Homeland Security Immigration, which is called ICE now, at the federal government. And the federal government is the only entity that has this information, and they won't even respond to my letters requesting help to make sure. And really, it helps keep our elections fair and safe. And we call our new program Safe, Secure, and Fair Elections. It not only does that, but these people that were asked if they wanted to register, if they vote, they get in very serious problem, which can include deportation. So it really is good to do it on both fronts, good for the people that were asked and good for democracy here in Michigan and America, where we believe that one citizen should equal one vote.
I'm talking to Secretary of State Ruth Johnson about her initiative to reform some of our voting procedures here in Michigan. You know, Michigan Democratic Party Chair Mark Brewer issued a statement about your proposal saying, quote, she claims she's introducing a no-reason absentee voting package, but that couldn't be further from the truth. Johnson is making people who may be disabled or unable to get to their clerk's office jump through extra hoops to vote and prove why they need to vote absentee. How do you respond to his statement?
Well, obviously, he hasn't read or hasn't had a chance to read the package, because there's nothing further from the truth. This would allow everyone that already has the right to vote absentee, including 60 and over disabled serving this country. It would allow all those people that already have that right to do it. It adds on a whole new group, which is anyone that has no particular reason but for convenience would like to vote no reason absentee. But they would be required to have the same level of security by showing their ID. It shouldn't be any less if you vote no reason absentee than if you come to the polls. So it would have that same requirement.
You know, ultimately, though, it seems that putting aside those that aren't qualified, from those of us that are qualified and should be voting, for so many of us not to vote, is an issue. And it seems strange that as far as how far we've developed technologically with people using the internet and computers to do all kinds of high-level secure transactions, including personal banking, that we're not considering a convenient online voting process. Do you think we'll ever see something like that here in Michigan?
I think it'll happen someday, but right now it's just plain not secure. You might have read that not too long ago there was a mock election that was done electronically, and some of our whiz kids at University of Michigan actually got into that electronic program, and when people voted, it played their fight song. It also changed the votes and did many other things. So we have to make sure that our voting is secure, that no one is ever disenfranchised, and that when people vote, they can feel safe and secure that is the vote that's going to be tabulated in the machines. And right now with electronic voting, we have seen where the U of M students did hack in, and it could be considered somewhat amusing. It certainly isn't when it's a real election. This was just a mock election in Washington, D.C., that they did from here in Michigan.
Finally, it's probably a problem across the country that some percentage of registered voters in any state probably should not be. But is there any evidence that election results have been really changed or altered based on this issue?
No, I can't go back and check that information. All I can tell you, because right now the federal government will not. They have refused to help us get people off that should not be on our rolls because they're not citizens. But I can tell you that when I served in the House of Representatives, a young man named Joe Hewn, he was still lived at home and was going to college, actually won the election for state representative by 2 votes. We had a presidential election won by less than 500. I think it is imperative that we make sure that our qualified voter file is squeaky clean, that we make sure that who votes are people that should be voting, and also that we encourage every single person in this state and in this country that's eligible to cast their ballot, to make sure that their voices are heard. It is the foundation of our democracy. It is such a wonderful privilege. So many countries don't have this. So many people have risked and died for this privilege for us. We need to make sure that we realize that it is, I believe, our responsibility to vote.
Secretary of State Ruth Johnson, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and you're listening to 1320 WILS.